Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sup? Mark Grody and Luke Kanellis in for the fellas today. Spiegel and Holmes have a day off today, as the White Sox getting ready to play the Royals out on the South Side. And hey, Chicago sports fans, Chicago Sports Network is now available on Comcast Xfinity Channel 200. Catch over 300 live Bulls, Blackhawks, and White Sox games each year. Visit chsn.com for more details. Chicago Sports Network, where Chicago comes first. Certainly lots going on, swirling with the White Sox. We've been talking about the ownership succession plan. Kyle Teal is here. He's the centerpiece of the Garrett Crochet return. Him along with Chase Meidroth. We're going to talk to Bruce about that right now, and he joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Bruce, at the rate. What's up, Bruce? You're on the score.
Gentlemen, let's begin with Chris Getz. Chris Getz talked to the media today about a number of different things, including bringing up Kyle Teal. But the number one thing I wanted to ask him was straight out, what is your relationship like with Justin Ishbia, and what might that be look like in the future?
I've spent a little bit of time with Justin, more of a casual encounter than anything. Seems like a very very knowledgeable person when it comes to the game. I know he's got a passion for baseball, and you know, he and I have some commonalities coming from the Metro Detroit area and have migrated to Chicago, so there's always something to talk about. I think that there's probably we used to root for the Tigers and now we despise the Tigers. But I can just say that about myself. I can't speak for him, but my conversations are with Jerry. They'll remain with Jerry. You know, the day-to-day operations are, you know, as is. And I know that, you know, the announcement yesterday caught a significant amount of attention. I think that speaks to Jerry's long-term vision and commitment to this organization, and it certainly aligns with, you know, baseball operations and how we've approached things and been committed to, you know, building the foundation of this organization and building from the ground up, regardless of an announcement like yesterday. It doesn't change my approach, our approach of building from within. And in due time, when we want to round out the roster and make additions, we'll have those conversations, and we know we'll be supported. But in the meantime, it's about continuing to acquire the best players that we can and the mechanisms you're given in this game, and grow those players and build them up to be successful major league players. The last year and a half and the conversations we've had with Jerry, and we'll continue to have those conversations on areas that need to be improved. He's been nothing short of fantastic in regards to giving us the support. I look at what we've accomplished on the international side. You know, you look at an R&D support. You look at how we're supporting our major league club and player development. You know, we're going to continue to talk as a group and find ways to improve. And, you know, we've been supported, and I'm confident we'll continue to be supported.
Well, guys, I think Getz talked an awful lot about different areas there, but the one thing I wasn't able to glom out of it was Will there be more money for baseball operations moving forward over the next couple of years with the addition of the Ishbia people being involved and knowing that money will be going toward many different areas with the franchise?
Yeah, Bruce, you bring up a great point there, and it's something that I wanted to hit on. With Ishbia getting involved, I understand what the press release said, and that was that Jerry is still going to be the decision maker between now and the next 4 years and potentially between now and the next 9 years. Do you expect between now and the next 4 years for Ishbia, to be more involved than just an investor? Do you expect him to have any say in sitting down with Jerry and maybe recommending things, or will this still only be Jerry's show?
Well, I think the announcement itself, Lou, tells you that he wants to have Ishbia involved, right? I mean, there's no other reason for the announcement right now. So a couple of things. Why announce it now, right? And what is the long-term plan? And I think the long-term plan is to include Ishbia. Jerry will be in charge, but I think the most realistic person about Jerry's age and experience is that he realizes more than anyone else he's 89 years old, and that succession should look like something organized down the line if and when something happens or Jerry decides he's had enough. So with that all involved, why the announcement now? And I think there's a couple of things here. If anybody wants to read about one of the major reasons I think this is happening is to go to Fran Spielman today in the Chicago Sun-Times and read her story about the Ishbia family being involved with the next stadium for the Chicago White Sox and how essential that is going to be as far as monetizing that. Another face involved, someone to talk to politicians along with Jerry about moving this thing along. And the ultimate situation, which is that regardless of whether he is running the White Sox or Jerry, the Chicago White Sox need a new ballpark and should be able to try to get one over the next 4, 5, 6, 7 years.
Well, and if that is the reason, it sounds very logical. It's something that we were just surmising about as well. Bruce, is it possible that if Ishbia is going to begin this process and hopefully getting the White Sox at the 78 as well and starting to put his money into it, is it possible that when 2029 comes, the first year that the door would be open for Reinsdorf to actually sell the team to Ishbia, that he would do it sooner than later? Or do you think this is, as long as he's healthy, it's not going to be until 2034 that Reinsdorf would relinquish full control of the team?
You know, I'll answer that question by just saying a lot of people just want to push Jerry out, and I get it. I understand that they think, you know, he's antiquated, not with it anymore, which is hardly the case, but that's a different conversation. What I'll say is, with Ishbia being involved and the economics having improved, regardless of whether Ishbia or Jerry's involved in 29, the goal is to continue to have a process of the ballpark, a new ballpark, and more and economically stabilizing the White Sox and moving it forward. So with all that in mind, you know, I think the essential part of people erasing Jerry from the picture is more about their disdain for what's happened over the last 2 years and the idea that, hey, we don't want him involved any longer.
Yeah. Bruce, he came out with this. You know what I mean? Like he's erasing himself from the picture, at least by the year 2034. So
no, I think honestly, that's might be the way you look at it. I look at it as adding a new face, a new person, somebody else for people to concentrate on that's going to be involved in possibly the owner. It's not 100% sure he will be the owner, but it's in place to have that happen. So again, a lot of people, I don't know how you feel about it, Mark. You know, maybe you want Jerry gone just because, you know, you don't like him at this point being the owner. I get it. I understand it. But the idea that things can get done in a very positive way regardless of whether Jerry is the man in charge or not. This is part of this pronouncement, part of why we're hearing about this right now. And again, new stadium, new monetization of the ballpark and the team. Those are all very good things for White Sox fans in the future.
And to be clear, Bruce, since you're kind of asking me about how I feel, it feels like this is, I guess I'll ask you, isn't this all good? I mean, this is Jerry Reinsdorf coming out and to some degree, yes, pacifying some people who don't and this is not personal. None of this is personal. None of this is he's too old. It's been his ownership style. And there has been more than just the last 2 years that people have been critical of when it comes to Jerry Reinsdorf. You know that. Everybody understands that and knows that. So I think it's such a good thing that Jerry Reinsdorf finally said, yes, there is an end game here. Yeah, I'm still going to do this. I'm still healthy enough and strong enough, and damn it, Lord knows I don't want to go play bridge. I'm still good enough to do this. But he is saying, even to the people that don't like him as an owner, here you go. This is the end game. And I think that's a good thing to satisfy a lot of people, Bruce.
You know, youth serves, right? And this is a younger, more energetic-looking owner of the future. And it can only, you know, it can only be a good thing for both. His family, the Reinsdorf family, White Sox fans, which I care the most about, and they're the future of this franchise. And again, if you envision a new ballpark, okay, and once the Bears make their decision to go to Arlington Heights, which, you know, again, I don't know how long it's going to be before they do that, but once they do, they can, the White Sox can start talking to the state and city again about a ballpark in the city of Chicago. Until then, it's still always going to be too convoluted, two teams, two taxes, you know.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
People being taxed twice for a new stadium. It's a non-starter at this point.
Bruce, let's get to a positive story. Kyle Teal night on the South Side. Why now for Teal?
Well, he's just lit up the minor leagues. He's just been, you know, hitting 330 down there, doing everything defensively that they want him to do, throwing well, taking charge of pitchers, you know, when he has to under tough situations. They feel that right now with Caro and him that they have two top young catchers in Major League Baseball, and they're going to split the role. You know, Venable talked about the fact that they're going to split the job for right now. Chris Getz talked about how difficult it is to have catchers these days, the modern days, catching 120 games, 130 games individually, and that if you have two really good ones, they're going to split it down the middle. And more importantly, because they both hit, Venable, to my question, said, yes, you can expect the other guy to be in the lineup quite a bit when he's not catching as a DH. So other positions possible. I mean, we know Teal admitted to some of us reporters on Monday when he did a Zoom that he has taken some balls at first base. They have talked about the fact that they think both guys are catchers, but both very athletic. And, you know, there have been, you know, times in Major League Baseball where teams have two really good catchers. They find another position for that player when the other guy is catching.
If Teal and Caro are handling the catching duties, what happens to Corey Lee?
Well, Corey Lee's in the minor leagues. He was sent out. I'm sure, knowing Corey and the feistiness that he brings every day and the leadership that he brings, he wasn't happy about it. I asked Getz about it, and he said, we feel really great about having three catchers, and knowing baseball and knowing, you know, whether somebody doesn't hit or whether somebody gets hurt, we know we have a major league catcher at AAA right now in Charlotte. So that's good news. If you ask Teal right now, he's probably still seething from the fact that he's being sent out. But they do have the luxury of three really good young catchers in their organization.
Brewster, one thing on the Cubs before he let you go. How important of a stretch is this? The next two teams, obviously quality teams in Detroit and Philadelphia. You're going to see Tarek Skubal tonight. You'll see Zach Wheeler in Philadelphia. They just saw Mackenzie Gore of Washington. They're starting to see these elite pitchers. The Cubs have opened up a five-game lead in the division on St. Louis right now. But what about this road trip they're about to go on, including tonight's game?
Yeah, I don't think it's that important. I mean, I think for them to split would be ideal. If they can split against these two teams, I think that's good. You know, they're coming off 16-5 against sub-500 teams in the last 21 games. They played remarkably well. They are equipped to win games in many different ways, in one-run games and in blowouts. Their defense and base running has been superlative. So I just think if they continue to play the brand of baseball they play, they're going to be fine. It's just, you know, there's just a lot of things going well for them right now. But, you know, going into Philadelphia, Detroit, I think, you know, the idea is you play, you know, 650, 700 baseball at home and you play 500 on the road, you're going to go and win your division and go deep into the playoffs, most likely.
Tigers, best team in the American League. I know the record states they are, but do you think they are?
Yeah, I don't know about whether they're better than the Yankees or not. I'm not sure. I mean, they're a good team. They're a really good young team. They're run very well by Scott Harris, who did a lot of time in Chicago as a assistant general manager here before he took that job after being with the Giants for a couple years. The manager is highly thought of. So they're very well run. They have really good young players. Not quite sure if they're as good as the Yankees, but they're extremely good team.
Brewster, you've got Inside the Clubhouse for crying out loud. That's tomorrow with David Hall. What's cooking on the show?
Well, we're going to talk to to Brian Keller of the Chicago Cubs. We're also going to talk to Mike Talkman of the White Sox, but Brooks Boyer of the White Sox, the vice president of marketing, will join us. Talk about a lot of things, including maybe Mr. Ishbia, but also about this new deal they have with Comcast and how that impacts everybody out there. I know it's a hot topic right now. Yep. Guys, have a great day.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.